Hello everyone, this is an intelligent analyst and this time I'm back with another interesting analysis and review of a movie, and today we are going to talk about Karthikeya 2. So just 2 days back it was very important and interesting for Bollywood. On 11th August 2022, two of the biggest Bollywood films were released. One was Lal Singh Chaddha by Aamir Khan, who came back after 3 years with the official adaptation of the Hollywood classic Forrest Gump, and another one was Raksha Bandhan by Akshay Kumar, who has given 5 back-to-back flops this year and supposed to get a hit with regular family drama. Weeks has passed and we have the results that both the movies could not perform well in theaters and could be considered a flop. But there was another movie which was released on the 13th of August. Because of not getting screens on Thursday and Friday, turned out to be a surprise hit and got positive growth with each passing day at the box office and performed better than both Lal Singh Chaddha and Raksha Bandhan. And that movie is a Telugu adventure film starrer Nikhil Siddhartha, Karthikeya 2. Story: Karthikeya is a young and intelligent doctor who believes in science and logic. He has a keen and curious mind and often finds himself in one or another public issue to solve. Due to some circumstances, he had to visit the holy city of Dwarka, where he got involved in a quest to find the anklet of Lord Krishna and save it from people who are ready to kill anyone to get possession of the mystic anklet. Background: Karthikeya 2 is a Telugu language mystery adventure film written and directed by Chandu Mondetti, who is also known for his previous ventures like Karthikeya and Premam. This film is a sequel of 2014 film Karthikeya. However, it follows a different storyline from the previous installments. The music of the film was composed by Kalabhairava, with cinematography and editing done by Karthik Ghatamneni. And the main cast, we have Nikhil Siddhartha as Dr. Karthikeya, Karthik Kumaraswamy, Anupama Parmeshwaran as Mugdha, Anupam Kher as Dhanvantri Veda Pathak, Srinivas Reddy as Sadananda, Harsha Chaimadhu as Suleiman, Aditya Menon as Shantanu Mukherjee, and K.S. Sridhar as Professor Rao. Positive: what I loved the most about the movie is its concept. We rarely see any movie nowadays where characters choose to follow the Indian historical path as a main storyline. It is an untouched concept of establishing God and mythology with ordinary human lives and finding the common links between present and past. The story followed the path of history, archaeology, and logic, and it made the entire narration extremely interesting and fresh to follow. The story mostly focuses on mystery and thriller and does not lose its goal. I believe most of the actors did a pretty decent job in Karthikeya 2. Nikhil was doing most of the heavy lifting and looked confident in his role. Anupama looked beautiful and played her part with conviction. Anupam Kher had a really small but important role and he did what he does best. Srinivasan and Harsha for comic relief was a good decision, and they were successful in delivering the required punchlines and lighter scenes. The film was made with a tight budget, but whatever the creators got, they made good use of that. We do not see over the top VFX and animation, but it does not feel odd either, except for a few scenes. The location and set created were beautiful and elegant. I loved the locations and like the cinematography that enhanced the thrill, and you're going to love the BGM too. From the very first scene of the movie to the till the end, the BGM was impressive and picked up the quality of each scene. The story runs at a good pace and it would not let you feel bored or disinterested. You will find yourself deeply involved in the movie and keep wondering what would happen next. Creators tried to give a logical conclusion and might be following the path based on the best-selling book The Krishna Key by Ashwin Sanghi and the next part. Negatives: though I love this movie and I still have some points to highlight, the creators took an easy route in a lot of scenes, mostly where our hero needs to be saved. For example, people who would kill anyone for their interest leave the hero on his own even after easily capturing him, and then conveniently he would be saved by someone. Kratos could have gone a little bit deeper in his conquest and struggle part. He would easily find some solutions or clues, and that looks rather convenient. Kratos should have shown some struggle on the screen to make the story look more believable and human. In the end, I would like to call out something which I believe is to be a problem with every other Indian movie. Showing a guy from a particular community to be good and faithful, that too overly. I mean, come on guys, is this that important? The Kratos can choose the path to be neutral instead of going all the way out to appease a particular group. I mean, come on man. Conclusion, I'll give 4 out of 5 stars to this movie. I like the movie except few parts which are already highlighted above. It can be a good choice considering no other good movies in theaters right now. And don't go for Liger, please. I am eagerly waiting for the next part, and I hope the creators would not take 7 to 8 years to make it and make better use of VFX and characters. Thank you so much for listening guys. This is again an Intelligent Analyst. If you like it, give it a like, share and subscribe. And if you have any suggestions for me, please drop in the comment box. Thank you so much. Goodbye. Until the next time.